Well, weird few days. Been a bit quiet on the everything front. Been playing some games. That's been good fun. Apart from that, when I've not been doing that, I've just been feeling odd, agoraphobic, that sort of thing. I'm out in the park now, my usual place. I pick up the boo to take my mind off things. And just really realising that even if I feel like I'm relaxed when I'm walking on Hackney Downs and Poppy's having a good time and jumping about, I'm still consciously on the alert for danger spots, and I'm constantly looking on the horizon to check there's no groups of fellas with a couple of pit bulls fighting, which happens over here sometimes, or, you know, just generally sort of keeping out of trouble. And that's something that I think anyone who's lived in London as long as I have probably does all the time. I lived here for 20 years and managed to avoid any kind of, well, no, not any, but a lot of the kind of downside of London in terms of crime. But I think you do that by having your wits about you and being a bit clued up, you know. I don't think it happens by mistake. You don't go into locals' bars and start shouting loudly in your regional accent or, you know, whatever. Yeah. So conclusion really is I can't bloody wait to leave London in 3 weeks now, at the end of the month. I don't think I'm ever really anything but anxious, although I've kind of grown to sort of say, oh, I'm not so anxious today. And I think basically since my breakdowns, I've remained on a state of some sort of alert, whether I realise it or not, and I measure my calmness on a skewest scale accordingly. It's very windy on the downs, sorry. Yeah, conclusion is really that there's only one thing to do, and that's, I don't feel like it's running away, I feel like it's just giving my mind a chance to calm down and not have a racing stimulus all the time. You know, there's not going to be any chance of me being scared of going outside my back door when my back door just involves a lot of fields. I don't think of it as running away from people, because I don't see what it's where it's written that you have to live in high-density population areas, and if you're not liking it, you just get out of it. And I just do see it as going to be the first time for a long time that, regardless of what I'm telling myself, my body might be in agreement that I'm calming, and you know, I'm not so confused, because I've got an old, you know, I've got the old life I had here, which is now ended in terms of career, and it didn't give me an identity, it didn't give me anything other than a decent income and a feeling of competence, I suppose. Most of the time it gave me a load of stress, a load of grief and a load of frustration. Yeah, I'm just rambling now because I do, as I say, I calm down when I audio boo, but as I've also just said, I think that's relative to how I am in Hackney, not how I should be. Anyway, yeah, keeping up my social media use because I do really, really miss the interaction if I let it slip. Don't find it so easy because I'm not every day in the mood to be social, and I don't bother myself on those days, you know, but I do worry that, for example, on Google Buzz you have quite good, well, you have very good in-depth conversations with people, and then sometimes I'll just hit a slump for sort of 36 hours and not go on, not really check anything, and that was very much like in real life, in that it happens to me a lot, has done for the past 2 years, and it's very hard for people on the other end to understand what's going on. It just seems to them that you sort of, like, you know, not really interested in the conversation, or can't be bothered, I don't know. But it's a funny old aspect of it, and it's what I've talked about much before, about the difficulties of having those around you that you care about most, especially, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily go to Google Buzz, because they're just friends I've started to meet online. But the same applies to people in real life, where they don't know how you are really, and you haven't wanted to bore them with it. And I'd much rather do an audio booth and tell real people, to be honest with you, because it's just, you're very self-aware. Well, I'm very self-aware with mental health problems, that you're prone to being self-centred and talking about your mental health problems. And so, yeah, I'd rather audio boo it than talk to good friends and bore them silly for every time I see them, if I see them. I'd better upload this. I've actually just sort of, like, I couldn't tell you how long I've been gibbering for. At least Poppy's happy running about. And there is a certain beauty to Hackney Downs of an evening where the, you know, the lights are all down low and, well, the sun's gone. God, I'll just upload this, I'm talking shit.